Beyonce, Run the World. Why are we playing that, Run the World, Beyonce?
I will tell you.
I'll tell you why. Because we've got a local lad who's doing rather well in the running scene, the athletic scene. We have got Carl Langford. First of all, good morning to you, Carl.
Good morning.
We'll give you a round of applause. And a cheer, you see. Carl Langford, if you're not aware, where have you been? Have you been on the moon? Carl is the junior and European 800 metres champion. Well done to that, first of all. That takes some doing. Firstly, I want to start. I'm going to break this down into a couple of interviews because I want to keep you hanging around for a bit. We'll talk about how you've been doing in recent times in a little while. Firstly, you went to school to Francis Coombe, didn't you?
Yep.
Oh, morning to Karen, his mum. Morning, Karen.
Morning.
Don't leave her out. Never leave the mum out. You went to Francis Coombe School in Garston, and at an early age, you must have been doing other sports as well.
Yeah, I mean, I was playing football, rugby, cricket. I always liked sport. That was kind of what I always set out to do, was play a bit of sport. I always used to like running as well, but never more competitively, just kind of as a joke with my friends.
Yeah, so if we take you back to them sort of days, from a point of view, say an academic point of view, my two boys, and one really achieved and one slightly, didn't really achieve, but he did all right, and the other one find it slightly more difficult, but he used to love his sport, you know. So when you're at school, it's difficult to explain this and say this without people sort of trying to jump on the back of me, but sometimes there's other opportunities at school other than just the academic side, isn't there?
Oh, I really agree, because I remember at school I'd always like get told you've got to get into what you want to do in the future. You don't, yep. You can't be an athlete. And to be honest, that's what I don't think I really enjoyed school, because yeah. I was set out to do one thing. But I think that's why I'm so happy, because I did get to do the athletics.
But let me tell you, when stories like we're going to talk about yourself, I think it inspires and makes people think slightly differently now. I really truly do, because hold on a minute, that lad who lives across the road, Carl used to go to school here, you know. If he can do that, then we can do it. And I think it makes the whole situation, that not just the pupils, but the school as well, think slightly differently, and all the schools think slightly differently about what they could have right on their doorstep. So you started running, and at what point did you think, I'm going to have a go at this? Not necessarily do it professionally, but I'm going to take this more seriously, because you have to be really dedicated to it. And while your friends are going out and doing stuff, you can't do that, can you?
Oh, no, I can't. I can't just go out to, you know, Magaluf for a week or something. I go to Beijing and see the Great Wall of China. So.
Yeah, no, that takes some doing.
Good.
I want to bring your mum in here, just briefly.
Yes.
So when did you see there might have been some sort of spark there, some sort of idea that this is what he's going to be good at?
I think probably when he won English schools, I think he, you know, when no one expected him to go there. And
what age was that?
16. Mm. Yeah, right. It was his last year of school.
Okay.
I think that's when we kind of realise actually he's quite talented.
And it's a fine line between encouraging them to do something and pushing them and making them do something, isn't it?
It is. I think actually we probably did push him, because we knew that he was really talented, and there was times he didn't want to do it. He wanted to do the normal stuff boys do, but for us, we knew he was talented.
So if, here's a question, because as a family, you own the fish shop, the Meriden Fish Bar, on the Meriden, right near the Badger. So do you think you'd have been working in there had you not been a runner?
No way.
No way. If your dad's listening, oh, he's only joking. He's only joking, Don. Right, you're going to stay with us, aren't you? You're going to stay with us, and I want to talk about things you've done and the people you've met in recent times. I'm going to name drop a couple. There's a guy that people may have heard of. What's his name again? He's quite quick. Usain Bolt, that's it. People may have heard of him. You've met him and David Reducia, and you've raced at these big stadiums. So I want to talk to you a bit more about that. Yeah, stay right where you are. We're not letting you go. Is that all right, Carl?
That's perfect for me.
Thanks, mate.
Vibe Travel.
Naughty, naughty boy. That's what I'm called sometimes. Lee, you're a naughty, naughty boy. That was Naughty Boy Running. Why are we playing that running? Well, apart from it being a good track, we have got Carl Langford. Carl Langford is a local lad that's doing rather well in the running scene. He is the British and European junior 800 metres champion. Thanks for hanging around. Morning to you, Carl, again.
Morning again.
Now, I want to bring a sort of closer up to date. So, the third quickest time, junior time in history for Great Britain. That's true, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, there's only two people obviously been quicker than that, and they were?
Steve Ovett and David Sharp.
Steve Ovett and David Sharp. So, bearing in mind, beating times of people such as Seb Coe at your age?
Yep.
I think we all know Seb Coe is.
Peter Elliott.
Peter Elliott. Steve Cram, some other big names. So, first of all, that's brilliant. You know, well done up till now, but there's still a lot more. There's still a lot more that you can achieve and do. Don't you believe that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, 100%. Even this year, I could have, you know, I reckon I could have bounded more from what I did, but, you know.
You learn. So, some of the places that you've raced and you've been running, tell me about those places. Start from this year then, with say the Bird's Nest Stadium in Beijing, the World Championship. That must have been an experience.
I mean, the stadium was beautiful, and I mean, everyone had the chance to see it like before you racing it, but I chose to just race in it first off. That was my first ever time ever being in it, so I mean, just to kind of go there, look at it, like as you walk into the stadium, it's absolutely amazing.
Was there a lot of people in there?
Yeah, I think it was about 60,000.
60,000 people.
It was a full stadium.
Wow, 60,000 people running. And now, only two people actually went out to the... Am I right in thinking that the World Championships? See, there was only two of you, wasn't there? It wasn't like there was loads running in the 800 metres. Only two of you.
Oh, yeah, only two, me and Michael Rimmer.
Rimmer, yeah, exactly. So well done for that. Because your time was 1:45.78. Is that...
Perfect.
See, I do my homework. So where else have you ran?
I've raced the Olympic Stadium in London. That was amazing as well.
Was that the Anniversary Games?
Anniversary Games.
And that was that where you ran your time?
Yep, that's where I ran the one.
And who was that's the Olympic Stadium. So who was you running against there?
David Radish, obviously world record holder and Olympic winner. Nigel Amos, the world junior record holder. I mean, all the greatest 800 meter runners. To date.
Now, David Radisha holds the three quickest times in history ever, and you was only just behind him, wasn't you?
Yeah, I think he's only just finished just a second ahead of me. Maybe, I think, not even that.
Was a great time. Now, that actual time that you ran in the World Championships this year, if you'd have run that time in it and you'd got to the final and run that, that was actually better than David Radisha's time for winning the World Championships. Isn't that correct?
Yeah.
Yes. People think I make it up, otherwise. You have to confirm all this. Where else have you raced?
Weirdly enough, I've raced in Ostrava, what I love. That was a 40,000-seater stadium. That was amazing as well. That was all full.
And who else have you met?
I met Usain Bolt in Ostrava.
Really? You met him?
He's sitting next to the table on me when I went over and said hello. Got a picture.
And what about the English guys that have set the standard for middle distance running over the years? You've got to know them, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, I know Steve Cram quite well. He's taken a training session of mine. I see him around now, and I know him pretty well.
So what's your hopes for the future? Olympics next year?
Olympics next year. I should go there.
Really? You're setting your sights and saying, yeah, you know, that's what I'm aiming at. I want to be going to the Olympics.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if I don't go to the Olympics now, I think of myself, I'll be a bit down. But also, I think my main goal for the future is to win an Olympic medal.
Brilliant.
To win the gold.
And get that post box. Get another gold post box over here, we hope. I want to bring your mum in. You want to say a few thank yous as well, don't you?
Yeah, I want to say a massive thank you to MPS Security Systems in Alden Road. Stuart's supported Kyle fantastically for a few years now. And also Russell Martin's Carpet Company. He supported us to go out to Sweden last year to the Europeans. So, yeah.
And we want to say hello to your dad as well, Donald Langford, who's obviously helped along the way.
Probably sitting in bed.
Yeah. And where do you train then? You train locally?
Yeah, I train in Watford and St Albans, so
over at Woodside?
Yeah, Woodside, so I train there twice a week, nice in the on the fields in the cold, rainy weather.
Sounds lovely.
Nice.
I'll come over and have a run with you when my ankle's better, how's that?
Yeah, sounds good to me,
and
anyone's welcome.
I promise I'll wait for you as well.
Yeah, right. I know, I mean...
I won't run off.
It'd only be fair.
Carl, thanks very much for coming in, and thank you, Karen. Carl Langford, British and European junior 800 metre champion, doing rather well. And we're going to keep our eyes out for you. And we want to see you in the Olympics.
Definitely.
Is that all right?
Yeah, that's good by me.
And will you come back and tell us how you're getting on?
I will.
Carl, you're a star. Thanks very much. Carl Langford, everybody. Local lad that's doing rather well. That's what we're all about here at Vibe 107.6. Local people. It's from the Meriden, don't you know? You see his pictures up in the chip shop as well. Same place as Anthony Joshua. Right, Partridge here. We've got some great music coming up, and I've got all the travel.